Hello?
Hello, my name is Secret, returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
77399.
Thank you, and your first and last name?
Last name is Sparks, Sparks.
The first name?
Tony or Anthony?
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
I think this is a fraud thing or something. I have a charge on my credit card for like $56, and I don't know what it was for. I didn't order anything.
Could you verify the shipping address for me, please, sir?
Sorry, say it again.
The shipping address.
Well, I didn't order anything, so why would I have a shipping address?
Okay, so I've located an account with that first and last name. And before I can explain the charges, I do need you to verify that shipping address.
Okay, it's 9 is the zip code.
The address.
I understand that, ma'am. I don't want to give you my address
Okay, sir, well,
because.
in order for me to further assist you, I do need you to verify the address.
What are you shipping? Is the amount $56 and some odd cents?
Sir, I want to help you, but in order for me to assist you, I do need to have this account verified.
What's the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay, so the address is 154 Rainbow Drive, number 5411, Livingston, Texas, 77399.
Is there another address with that zip code?
No, ma'am, that's my address.
That starts with a 4-9.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It starts with a 4-9.
Okay, 4975 North Highway 90 or 95. Parker, Arizona.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the dash cam on November 27th, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling.
November.
No, that was all the way back in November. That was already charged or something.
Correct. This was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95. That starts the first month membership, and it buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No, you can cancel the order or whatever. I've already disputed that with my credit card company, so you can cancel the order, whatever you got to do. That was all the way
Okay,
back
sir,
in November.
so with you stating on a recorded line that you disputed the charge, I will need you to call back in with your bank to see if we can get the dispute charge dropped and then we can issue you the refund. For now, I did get the account canceled, so this will prevent all future charges. And just bear with me one moment and I'll provide you with the cancellation number. Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Can you send me an email?
You should receive an email within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Because I'm driving right now. I don't have any place to write it down.
Okay. And is there anything else I could do for you?
Yeah, was this a recurring charge that was going to be charged every other month or every quarter? Or how does this work out? That
every month.
Every month. For what do I get every month?
$125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No way.
Never get that.
I would not have done that. Yeah, it's definitely it's a scam. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.